Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, October 10th, 2018. Welcome to day 629. Trump published an op-ed in USA Today and claimed that the Democratic Party's push for Medicare for All would eviscerate and gut Medicare with their planned government takeover of American healthcare. The rare presidential op-ed included numerous debunked claims and factual inaccuracies, while simultaneously linking to information that directly refuted his claims. Trump suggested that Medicare would be forced to die under the plan, devastating the healthcare industry and, quote, inevitably leading to the massive rationing of healthcare, end quote. Medicare provides healthcare to Americans who are older than 65 or if they have disabilities. Meanwhile, the New York Times and Politico are reporting that Trump said he will speak to Saudi officials about the disappearance of Saudi journalist Kamal Khashoggi, saying he was concerned. While the Saudi government claims that Khashoggi left the Saudi consulate in Istanbul after his visit last week, top Turkish security officials concluded that Khashoggi was assassinated in the consulate on orders from the highest levels of the Saudi royal court. Khashoggi is a Saudi citizen living in exile in the United States, and he was a vocal critic of Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman. 15 Saudi agents had arrived on two charter flights the day Khashoggi disappeared, and all 15 left just a few hours later. The Trump administration has largely been silent, in part because Saudi Arabia is a strategic American ally, and Trump has repeatedly expressed his enthusiasm for Mohammed bin Salman. According to CNN, Melania Trump says women, quote, need to have really hard evidence, end quote, before saying that they're victims of sexual assault. Quote, I do stand with women, the First Lady said, but we need to show the evidence. You cannot just say to somebody, I was sexually assaulted, or you did that to me, because sometimes the media goes too far, and the way they portray some stories, it's not correct, it's not right, end quote. During the 2016 presidential campaign, at least 13 women accused Donald Trump of sexual harassment or sexual assault. And in the polls, Politico says 46% of voters believe the Senate made the wrong decision in confirming Brett Kavanaugh, while 40% said it was the right decision. Among Democrats, 78% say the Senate made the wrong choice, compared to 73% of Republicans who support the decision. Following the nomination, 77% of Democrats say they are very motivated to turn out and vote in the midterms, and 68% of Republicans say they're very motivated. And now to the notables. One, the Trump campaign argued that it can't be held legally responsible for the WikiLeaks publication of DNC emails because the First Amendment protects the campaign's right to disclose information, even stolen information. Two, a Roger Stone aide says he feels great about taking his case to the Supreme Court now that Kavanaugh is on the bench. Three, a federal judge sentenced Richard Pinedo to 6 months in prison and 6 months of home confinement after he pleaded guilty to felony identity fraud tied to Russian trolls. Four, the infamous Russian troll factory was set on fire by an unknown suspect wielding a Molotov cocktail. The troll farm was run by Yevgeny Prigozhin, who was known as Putin's cook, and the company rebranded itself last year with 16 news sites, generating more than 30 million page views every month. And five, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy will introduce legislation this week to fully fund Trump's $23.4 billion border wall. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.